water. Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 20 senators present this morning. 12, I mean.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Father James, can I ask you the cathedral of the Nativity?
Let us pray. Oh God, today we ask your help to make us aware of the definition of the true virtue of humility. And having arrived at knowledge of that truth, that we would be able to pattern our lives and our actions in conformity with it. True humility is recognizing who we are in your sight and admitting it before others. When we are truly humble, we project ourselves as we really are. We do not pretend. May our deliberations in these latter days of this session be notable for evidence of the true collective humility of this body. This we humbly pray. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify us to the correctness of the Journal for the 92nd legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 92nd legislative day be approved as certified.
There are no objection. The journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Messages from the governor.
Messages of April 16. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Bill Number 28 amended, Criminal Mischief. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 20 amended, Financial and Alaska Impact Plan submitted by the Alaska Gas Pipeline Financing Authority, Legislative Resolve Number 13, Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor, on Senate Bill 28 amended, that was Chapter 18. Those are the messages from the Governor today.
Messages from the other House.
Message of April 16, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill 44, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 44, making supplemental appropriations to the Legislative Affairs Agency. Message of April 16, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 91 amended, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law, thus failing to adopt Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 91, making appropriations to the Departments of Law, Health and Social Services, Community and Regional Affairs, and the Office of the Ombudsman, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that action on the House message pertaining to Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 91 be deferred to later in the day.
No objection. The message from the House is deferred to later today.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 161, requiring state agencies intending to submit grant application to federal government to notify certain committees of legislature in advance. And the committee recommends that it be calendared with an amendment signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Tillian, and Ziegler. This does appear on the April 17 calendar. The Rules Committee considered Committee substitute for House Bill number 147, registration fees for special requests, personalized license plates, and recommends it be placed on the April 17 calendar, signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Killian, and Ziegler. This does appear on the 417 calendar. The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 177, relating to unemployment insurance, and recommends that it be calendared with an amendment, signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Killian, and Ziegler. This will appear on the April 19 calendar. The Rules Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 1, relating to the Alaska Loan Program Fund, the Alaska Permanent Fund, and the state investment policy and other state revenues. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 145, implementation of the Alaska Coastal Management Program. Senate Bill number 250, continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. And committee substitute for House Bill number 32, making special appropriations to the Power Project Revolving Fund of the Alaska Power Authority, and recommends they be placed in the April 18 calendar. Signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Sumner, Tillian, and Ziegler. These will appear on the April 18 calendar. The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 195 amended, providing for an advisory committee on judicial sentencing practices, and recommends it be placed in the April 18 calendar with a new fiscal note, signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Sumner, Tillian, and Ziegler. This will appear on the April 18 calendar. The Rules Committee considered House Bill number 196, special appropriation to the Judicial Council, and recommends it be placed on the April 18 calendar with a Senate committee substitute with the same title. Senator Holman, Sumner, and Coletta signed due pass and calendar. Senators Tillian and Ziegler signed due pass. This will appear on the April 18 calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolution.
Senate resolution number 10 by Senator Sackett, relating to residential housing loans for veterans.
Finance.
Senate Resolution number 11 by Senator Coletta, expressing the appreciation of the Senate for the newspapers provided to the legislature.
Approval.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 31 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, annulling certain administrative regulations adopted by the Department of Natural Resources pertaining to land classification.
Resources.
Those are the resolutions today.
This is down to introduction of bills.
Senate Bill number 267 by Senator Sumner, an act relating to special education.
Health, education, and social services. Finance.
Senate Bill number 268 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to expenditure of state money and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the bills today.
Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
Brief hittings, please.
Senator East. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent without objection from any member that SCR 11 that was read by the Secretary reflect the sponsorship to be by all members of the Senate. That's a resolution thanking the newspapers for the daily papers.
Without objection, that will be shown as all members of the Senate.
Mr. President, I'd also move and ask unanimous consent that Senators Sackett, Bennett, Sumner, Hackney, Dankworth be shown as present. They were in finance.
You're making an Senator Ray. For Ray and Senator Holman?
I'm sorry. Senator Holman also.
Well done.
Do you wish to rebut that, Senator Holman?
I'm not sure, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate recess to a call of the chair for purposes of a Republican caucus.
Senator Curtula or Senator Rice? We'll have a quick get together. I don't think we can talk. Senate stands at recess for party caucus.
failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 91 amended supplemental appropriation to the Department of Law, thus failing to adopt Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 91.
Departments of Law, Health and Social Services, Community and Regional Affairs, and the Office of the Ombudsman, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment.
Senator Platt.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments, namely to Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 91, and request the body to vote no.
The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 91? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its amendments to House Bill 91 at this Senator Sackett? At this time, I'd like to appoint a pre-conference committee, Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Ray, Senator Tilley.
Mr. President.
Senator Sackett, you have the floor.
Move and ask unanimous consent we reverse for introduction of guests.
Without objection, the Senate reversing the introduction of guests.
Mr. President, today we have down in Juneau a group of students from the city of Tanana that are on a field trip looking at state government and in particular today the Senate. The students are, and please stand as I call your name, Lucy Miller, Curtis Carlo, Milton Nicolai, Darlene Nicolai, May Grand, Linda Baker, Thelma Starr, Louis Kaiko, Wilbur Kaiko, Wilmer Vitas, and the two chaperones are Dorothy Jordan and Chris Summer.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent we revert to the standing committee reports.
Without objection, the Senate reverts to standing committee reports. Madam Secretary.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 66, providing an exemption for senior citizens from payment for land leased from the state, and recommends due pass for an amendment, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner. 66 has no further referral.
Rules.
That's the only standing committee report.
This brings us back to consideration of our daily calendar.
Mr. President.
Senator Platt.
I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 177 be placed at the top of today's calendar.
Objections? Hearing none. House Bill 177 is placed at the top of today's calendar.
House Bill number 177 amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to unemployment insurance and providing for an effective date. The Labor Management Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Ferguson, Chairman, signed do pass. Senators Ray, Bradley, and Coletta signed no recommendation. Senator Petula signed do not pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the Labor Management Committee substitute be adopted a majority. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Hackney, and Dankworth. Senators Ray, Bennett, and Sumner signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be calendared with an amendment. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Killian, and Ziegler. There is Labor and Management Committee substitute.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move that I ask unanimous consent to the Senate to Secretary of Management, and will the substitute be adopted?
Hearing no objection, Secretary of Management Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 177 by the Labor and Management Committee, and act relating to unemployment insurance and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number one by the Senate Rules Committee to the Senate Committee substitute. On page 5, line 11, delete 75, insert 60.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'll move the Rules Committee and move the National Institute.
Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 177, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 177, amended Senate, an act relating to unemployment insurance and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, House Bill Number 177, amended by the House, was the bill introduced by the Governor, technical amendments to the unemployment insurance bill. What the Labor Management Committee has done is to attach House Bill 214 to 177, providing for the benefit ratio to the unemployed. We've had this bill for a couple of years now, worked through it all last session, and the bill failed in pre-conference after a long debate there. This bill, I think, is a compromise that helped the beneficiaries of the program and also hold the cost down to the business community. I have to apologize to the Finance Committee because when the bill passed out of that, I was given information that would lead me and the committee to believe that the bill was going to be an increase of 24.3%, 25%. Since the time that it's left the Finance Committee, we found out that the Department of Labor personnel had come up with some new figures raising that amount to approximately 38%, or 48% rather. The amendment that we just adopted lowered it down to about 34% today. And I do apologize to the Finance Committee for that. It was a problem that the Department of Labor had on the bill. Although I personally would like to see probably a higher benefit ratio to many other people that are unemployed, I don't believe at this time that we should draw down on the fund balance in a manner that would be detrimental to the program. Neither do I think it's time that we should help the business community when we may be in a recession period. I also believe that this bill, when finally passed by both bodies and hopefully signed by the governor, if it is this bill at all, would provide benefits not only to the single person, but to people that do have dependents. I've raised the dependents allowance in this bill to $20 per dependent, 3 dependents maximum. I believe that the lower scale at $42 per week per beneficiary plus the dependents allowance is a lot better than we have at this current time. Mr. President, as I mentioned earlier, I wish that we could raise the amount to help all those unemployed. It's very difficult at this time, and I wish to pass it.
Question?
Question?
Senator Rowe.
Mr. President, with great reluctance that I oppose this bill, because I think we all understand the need for a revision of Alaska's unemployment compensation laws. But what this bill has done basically is to increase by 3 times the bottom end scale, and that's going to cost Alaskan businessmen without benefiting those Alaskans who pay the most into the fund. And our unemployment compensation program is a federal trust fund. I think it's unfortunate and undesirable when the government brings about a program that will reward least those people who contribute the most. Moreover, it's going to require people to work almost year-round to get any benefits. Those Alaskans in logging and construction who work on and off will receive no benefits under the program, and they're the ones that pay the most. It is possible to limit the extraterritorial aspect of unemployment compensation. That's one reason that's given for this bill, the fact that we have a drawdown by a large number of people that go outside. If the Senate does not do this before the bill is finally passed through the Free Conference Committee stage, I think we'll have made a grave error, because it's legally possible to limit the extraterritorial aspect of workman's compensation, taking care of those people that stay in Alaska, pay taxes here and live here, and taking perhaps a little less care of those people who leave the state and go elsewhere. And I think, like all members of the Senate, I'm concerned foremost about Alaskans. We can do this, and it needs to be done, but it isn't done in this bill.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I think partly what my colleague from Anchorage has said is true. But I think at this time, when we have approximately 12,000 individuals living outside of the state of Alaska that came up and worked for a short period of time here, those single people are drawing down on the fund very rapidly during the pipeline construction period. There's a year that we spent $42 million of this fund to single people outside of the state of Alaska. And I think that this is a chance for us to do something that will be beneficial to the people that are in need at this time. I urge passage.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Stand at ease. Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 177 as amended, pass the Senate, members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
I'll change my vote.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 177 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 177 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 52.
Without objection, the effective date clause in Section 52 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 54.
Without objection, the effective date clause in Section 54 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on Section 55.
There are no objection. The effective date on Section 55 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 56.
Without objection, the effective date clause on Section 56 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 57.
Without objection, the effective date clause on Section 57 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 58.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause on Section 58 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 59.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause of Section 59 is adopted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the bill be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause of Section 60.
Without objection, the effective date clause of Section 60 is adopted.
Senate Bill number 161 by Senators Kelly, Holman, Coletta, and Sackett, an act requiring state agencies intending to submit grant applications to the federal government to notify certain committees of the legislature in advance. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Hackney, and Dankworth. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends calendaring with an amendment. Signed, Senator Coletta, concurring Senators Holman, Tillian, and Ziegler. There is an amendment number one by the Finance Committee, page 1, line 14. Change 10 to 30. At the end of the bill, add the sentence, the provisions of this section apply only to new programs started after the effective date of this act.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move the estimate of consent for adoption of the Finance Committee.
Without objection, amendment number one is adopted.
Amendment number two by the Senate Rules Committee. On page 1, line 18, after the word assistance, add the following new sentence. This would now be added after amendment number one. In this section, a state agency does not include the University of Alaska.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number two.
Are there objections? Hearing none, amendment number two is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta. Madam Secretary, are there any more amendments?
We have an amendment number three by Senator Holman. To page 1, line 16, delete, or if the legislature is not in session, substitute and.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the amendment. And what I'm seeking to do here is to provide, since the Legislative Budget Audit Committee is a committee that meets continually during the session, notification of these grant applications on a 12-month year basis. I ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Without objection, amendment number three is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 161 amended be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
Senate Bill number 161 amended, an act requiring state agencies intending to submit grant applications to the federal government to notify certain committees of the legislature in advance.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 161 as amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Bill 161 amended has passed the Senate. Senator Sackett.
At this time that we take up House approval.
Is that a reconsideration?
Mr. President.
Senator Sackett, you have the floor.
I'd like to move that we pull this over for one list of day.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 31 is held one legislative day. Yep.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 147 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to registration fees for special requests, personalized license plates, and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Bradley, Ziegler, and Kelly. Senator Rohde signed, no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with SCS CSHB 147 Finance. And a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Holman, Hackney, Dankworth, and Sumner. Senators Ray and Bennett signed, no recommendation. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Sackett.
Standing.
Senator Sturgill.
I object for purposes of explanation.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, there were two bills that were introduced in the Senate previously. One was Senate Bill 60, I believe, and the other was Senate Bill 119 by both Senator Dankworth and Senator Bradford. These bills passed out of the Finance Committee and were held in rules as, I believe at that point in time, we received a bill that came over from the House. So what we did is we took the House bill and word for word, added the bill that had already passed out of Finance Committee having to do with cleaning up the motor vehicle code. In addition to that, we attempted to take care of the situation whereby people who are not on highway systems or are not utilizing state highways do not have to purchase license plates, as is being required right now under the existing law. I believe the existing law was interpreted wrongly and required to rectify that situation. So it has those three provisions in it. The part that came over from the House with the initial license plate, I understand there's some amendments to that itself, which was Representative Malone's original bill, and then a combination of that with and the provisional court.
Mr. President, thank you very much.
Yes,
my concern was that if the state highway system, and there wasn't time for analysis, was broad enough to include those areas that receive maintenance dollars, local service roads and trails, pioneer access funds. In other words, are areas that are receiving state funding included in, quote, the state highway system? We're not excluding huge areas of the state from coverage, are we? That's where my concern is.
Mr. President, to my knowledge, we are not. And to a great extent, the definition is will be, as the bill indicates, a true regulation of the department itself.
Senator Ray.
Further related appears of the Senator from Anchorage. The reason that we didn't exclude all those people who get maintenance money is there are certain areas that do get highway maintenance money for access to the airport in small sections. And to disallow them would be really work a hardship on those communities. The same question was asked in finance, and was satisfactory to me because I was the one that asked the question.
Hearing no further objections, the committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 147, Finance by the Finance Committee, an act amending the Motor Vehicle Code and providing an effective date. There is Amendment Number 1 by Senator Rohde, starting with page 4. This has been distributed.
Mr. President.
Senator Rohde, you have the floor.
I would move Amendment Number 1.
Objection is noted. Senator Rohde, you have the floor.
A brief explanation. This amendment was requested by Representative Malone because it cures the problem of refunds that is not specifically addressed in the bill we have before us. It would allow the Department of Motor Vehicles to give refunds to those people who have overpaid for their license plates this year. They said it could be done, that this language is necessary to allow them to do it. They have their records on computer and can do it very speedily.
I have an amendment to the amendment number one by Senator Ray.
If I could through the chair, ask the
Senator Ray, you have
the floor. Ask the sponsor of the amendment. The amendment that I am proposing is in section 10, this change the date to July 1st, dealing with drafts in the time by May 31st to satisfactory to this. However, if that amendment is necessary, it is not able to withdraw.
Through the chair to Senator Ray, I would have no objection. There is obviously very little difference, and if the senator wishes to pursue that, I would certainly support it.
I would comment. Objection has been removed. There's an amendment to the amendment before us.
Amendment to the amendment by Senator Ray on section 10, change May 31st to July 1st.
Senator Ray.
I would move the amendment. The reason for this amendment is I don't believe that the time element is enough when we consider May 31st. The procedure when bills pass the legislature makes directly to require the law for review by them before the governor signs them. And if you do the process, it takes anywhere from 20 to 30 days. If you take the full 30 days, that would put us in the middle of May, and I don't think you have enough time. And there is a possibility that if they don't pay it, and there's one of our laws, if they don't pay what's outstanding or due, then there's a penalty that the state has to pay in order to eliminate all that unnecessary enduring around. That's the reason for the just 1 month more. That's all. That's the
amendment's consent has been asked. There's no objection. The amendment to the amendment is adopted.
Thank you.
Amendment number one has been moved as amended.
I would ask unanimous consent, Mr. President.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted.
I have no other amendments.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 147, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 147, Finance, amended Senate, an act amending the Motor Vehicle Code and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute or Senate for House Bill 147 is amended by the Senate. Pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, one nay.
So, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, amendable to pass the Senate. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
No objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move that we take up Senate Resolution number 7 at this time.
Senate Resolution number 7 amended, relating to ownership of earth stations on reconsideration. I have an amendment number 2 by Senator Ferguson. Page 2, line 1, delete long lines carrier has and insert telephone carriers have. On page 2, line 2, delete its and insert there. On page 3, 2 and 3, lines 28 and line 2 through line 2. After support, delete all material and insert private ownership of telecommunications facilities.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move to adopt the amendment which has been distributed to all members.
Unanimous consent has been asked. No objections noted. Number 2 is that?
Number 2. There are no other amendments.
Senator Kalenic.
President, I move that the Senate adopt SR7 amended.
The question is, shall SR7 amended pass the Senate? All members in favor signify by...
Chair?
You want a roll call?
Sure.
Roll call has been asked. The question is, so Senate Resolution 7 is amended, passed the Senate, then we may proceed to Congress. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 16 yeas, 2 nays.
Senate Resolution amended. Senate Resolution number 7 amended has passed the Senate. Work back up.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 394 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to state aid for community schools and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Homan, Ray, and Hackney signed do pass. Senators Bennett and Dank were signed no recommendation. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Ferguson, beginning with page 1, line 6, which has been distributed.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the amendment.
Yeah. Objection is noted, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, this amendment was requested by the Department of Transportation to tighten the control of grant funds that are going to the building of the REA schools. And I talked to a number of superintendents who don't have that much of a problem with the bill, but I think it would be the best interest for the state and the department to have the tighter controls in terms of the word shall to may. Grant funds to regional education associations. Placing this amendment on this bill, from what I understand from the Legislative Affairs Agency, does not jeopardize the bill in any way. It would be amendment included. And my understanding is, and I don't have actual proof of it, is Department of Transportation officials have property prime sponsor of the bill. And as long as it doesn't jeopardize the bill in any sense, it doesn't mind having it attached to it. That's the option.
Objection maintained?
I remove my objection.
Objection has been you maintained?
Yes, sir.
So if you wish to debate it, or you're ready to vote?
No, I'm ready
to vote. The question is, shall amendment number, Senator Ray, you wish the floor?
Yes, sir. Can we stand in the
In that long free conference committee, were some agreements made?
Lines of disagreement are further entrenched. So.
All right.
Call any questions.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall amendment number 1 be adopted? Was there a request for a roll call vote?
Yes, sir.
Question is, shall amendment number 1 to House Bill 394 pass the Senate or be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take
the roll shows 10 yeas, 8 nays.
So amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Kalenic.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 394 amended Senate be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 394, amended Senate, an act relating to state aid for schools and providing for an effective date.
question?
The question has been called for. The question is, should committee substitute for House Bill 394 amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, one nay.
So committee substitute for House Bill 394 amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Ikuleta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 394 amended Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 394 amended Senate.
The General will so reflect.
Senator Sackett's district might be interested in looking in on this since it affects their area. It's going to be at 1:30 today in the Butkovich Room, a joint session of the House and Senate CRA, and it'll be a presentation by the Tanana Chiefs Conference regarding planning for the area encompassed by the Doyon Regional Corporation, as well as a report on the Fort Yukon Borough study that's going on.
Any further committee announcements? Senator Ray.
Blue River Committee will meet at 1:30 in the Governor's Conference Room.
Senator Holman.
I've been sort of tied up with other thoughts, but was House Bill 394 reconsidered?
Yes, it was.
Tonight is the legislative basketball game, Capitol School, at 7 o'clock.
Senator Kern.
Mr. President, the Oakgig luncheon will be a bag luncheon today at the Governor's Conference.
Senator Holman, I'm tempted to continue with that one, but I won't.
Well, let me discourage you. You got an open one. Next Sunday is the legislative, the fifth annual Red Dog Saloon Legislative Softball Game. Now, there's a lot of preparation needed in order to make that a success. They cook all day Saturday in preparation for this. They have to buy the food and get the beverages. They settle, buy the beverages for the Sunday coming. Now, the cost of that per individual is $10.
Went up to?
It's $10. We met yesterday with the House and with the Red Dog. We forgot to include the inflationary factor. But I need a list of everybody that intends to be there and $10 per hit. We need to meet those expenses. And I'd like to have that list and that money, preferably the list. We can wait on the money if somebody's tight. But as soon as possible, today, tomorrow, or the next day. Maybe I'd like to assign the Sergeant at Arms to make that, compile that list and collect that money.
One should at least contact the Chairman of Rules and let him assign the fourth sergeant. Any further announcements? Senator Plata?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.